Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 1055 for Saturday, October 4th, 2025. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. Rebounding back up to number 20, where it was 2 weeks ago, from number 30, where it was last week, Kingdoms Forlorn by Marcin Velnicki, published by Into the Unknown, with 13,745 views, a gain of 1,193, or 9.5% from last week, although it is about 800 fewer than last week's number 20. Meanwhile, last week's number 10 drops down close to number 20, at number 19, Etherstone, by Virginio Gigli and Simona Luciani, published by Thundergriff Games, with 13,965, 220 more than Kingdoms Forlorn, a decline of 41%. Climbing 4 to 18, Bomb Busters, by Hisashi Hayashi, published by Cocktail Games and Pegasus Spiele, with 14,081, just 116 more than Etherstone, a gain of 2.3%. Repeating at number 17, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 14,756. About 700 more than Bomb Busters, a decline of 2.1%. Rebounding back up 4 to 16, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 15,425, about 650 more than Brass, a gain of 6%. Well, as usual, we have some larger gaps. We have some games that are grouped closer together. I feel like I see, as I look at the view totals here, some bands of games. Like, there are some groupings where they're fairly close, they're always fairly close, and then there are some big gaps. So one band is the 16 to 20 range. They're separated by about 1,700 views. Now we have a gap of 2,000, and then a band that's separated by only about 200 views. So entering at number 15, Boss Fighters QR, by Mikael Palm and Lukas Zak, published by Pegasus Spiele, with 17,468. Again, 2,000 more than Spirit Island. Last week's number 2 debut drops down to 14. Ants, by Renato Siervo and Andrea Robiana, published by Cranio Creations, with 17,516, just 48 more than Boss Fighters, a decline of 61%. And stepping back one spot to 13, Arc Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 17,674, just 158 more than Ants, and only 206 more than Boss Fighters. This is a decline of 22% for Arc Nova, but it only loses one position. That's because it's fallen on the other side of this band. So we have a band of games from, like, let's call it from 6 to 12. There's a big gap between 12 and 13, so Arc Nova fell out of the upper band and into this middle band. After a 5-week run back in the top 10, sliding from 8 to 12, Battle of Hoth, by Richard Borg and Adrien Martineau, published by Days of Wonder, with 20,206, 2,500 more than Arc Nova, a decline of 19%. They lost similar amounts. Battle of Hoth lost 4,800. Arc Nova lost 4,900. But, they stayed in keeping with each other and actually narrowed the gap, positional gap between the two. Hoth lost more positions. Following a 10-position climb last week from 28 to 18, jumping up 7 more to number 11, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 21,403, about 1,200 more than Battle of Hoth, and a gain of 43%. We have 4 new entries in the top 10. Falling out are from 8 to 12, Battle of Hoth, from 2 to 14, Ants, from 10 to 19, Aetherstone, and from 4 to 71, Lost Ruins of Arnak, Twisted Paths. Number 10, Arcs, by Cole Worley, published by Leader Games with 21,902, almost exactly 500 more than Slay the Spire, a gain of 2.3% as it climbs back up 3 positions to re-enter the top 10 after just 1 week out. That mark, though, of 21,902 is about 1,900 fewer than last week's number 10. And so the gap from number 10 to number 20 narrows to just over 8,000. Also, this is the 77th week in the top 10 for ARCs, which moves it into sole possession of 13th place on the most weeks list, passing Heat. Number 9, SETI, by Tomasz Holek, published by Czech Games Edition, with 22,585, about 700 more than ARCs, and a decline of 8.4%, over 2,000 views fewer than last week, but it holds position at number 9 for the second week and for the third time in the last 4 weeks. Number 8, Calypso. That's spelled with a K, K-A-L-Y-P-S-O. Calypso by Gilles Turbide, published by Inside Up Games, with 22,718, just 133 more than SETI and about 2.5 times what it had last week. The blurb on this debut is, quote, salvage debris to build a floating settlement in a world swallowed by the sea, unquote. It is a tile-laying game that has solo and cooperative and competitive modes, and currently on Kickstarter with about $200,000 pledged. Number 7, Container, by Kevin Nesbitt, Franz Benno DeLong, and Thomas Ewart, published by Allplay with 22,961, about 250 more than Calypso and about double what it had last week when it had tumbled down to number 39. 2 weeks ago, it was number 3. Last week, down to 39. This week, back up 32 positions to number 7. Number 6, Nemesis Retaliation, by Adam Kwapinski, published by Awaken Realms, with 24,188. 1,200 more than Container, a decline of 11%, but it moves up one position. Number 5, Galactic Cruise, by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinson Key Games with 28,161. So here is another banding, the 4 and the 5 games, that they're set off about 4,000 from number 6. It is a decline, though, for Galactic Cruise of 5.7%, and yet, for the second week in a row, it climbs one position. This week, it also crossed the 1 million views mark overall. Number 4, Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games with 29,440, about 1,300 more than Galactic Cruise, a 13% decline. That's more than 4,000 views off, but it manages to rebound a position after several weeks of giving ground. Number 3, Magical Athlete, by Takashi Ishida and Richard Garfield, published by CMYK, with 41,770, 12,000 more than Vantage, a slight decline of just 2.7%, and it holds position in its second week in the top 10. Number 2, Fate of the Fellowship by Matt Leacock, published by Z-Man Games, with 59,423, over 17,000 more than Magical Athlete, and a little more than double what Vantage had at number 4. It is a 17% decline for Fate of the Fellowship, and so it yields the top spot, although not by a lot, and falls back to number 2 for the third time in the last 4 weeks. Number 1. Dogs of War by Paolo Mori, published by Play to Z, with 60,119, 696 more than Fate of the Fellowship. This is its first week at number 1, and it is not a debut. Previously, it's a second edition of the game, part of the Shut Up and Sit Down Presents line, and so it is a reprinting, a reissue of the first edition game released way back in 2014, currently ranked within the top 900 on Board Game Geek, and so it previously charted on this list back then, just once, on May 7th of 2014 at number 10. So it returns to the chart after nearly 10 and a half years away. The BGG blurb for it says, quote, command a mercenary army in a steampunk-influenced Renaissance universe, unquote. It has area majority and is a worker placement game, currently on GameFound with about $120,000 pledged. For Saturday, October 4th, 2025.